Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Charlene Andrews, Chaplain, and Naomi Collins, our host today on Bible Book Club, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Our message for today is whoever listens to Jesus' message and believes in God has eternal life. Well, friends, we're so glad that you're here with us today. I would love for you to join us every day, once a week, when we share the Word of God. We're reading the Bible in 1 year, and we would love for you to participate with us. And today we're in the book of John. In the book of John, we're in John chapter 5. Naomi, I can hear you. How are you?
Amen. I'm doing great. How's everyone?
Amen. Glory to God. We're up and running. Amen.
Amen.
The message for today is whoever listens to Jesus' message and believes in God has eternal life. I'm reading John chapter 5. Jesus said, I am emphatically that anyone who listens to my message and believes in God and who sent me has eternal life and will never be damned for his sins. I can hear a lot of feedback, Naomi, but has already passed out of death into life. And I solemnly declare that the time is coming. In fact, it is here when the dead shall hear my voice, the voice of the Son of God, and those who listen shall live. The Father has life in himself and has granted his Son to have life in himself and to judge the sins of all mankind because he is the Son of Man. Don't be so surprised. Indeed, the time is coming when all the dead in their graves shall hear the voice of God's Son and shall rise again. And those who have done good to eternal life and to those who have continued in evil to judgment. I would like to stop there for a few minutes. And Naomi, do you have any comment on what I was reading.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, indeed. This scripture is basically encouraging us to keep in mind that the coming of Jesus is very significant. It might be the most significant activity to happen in our lifetime or in our existence, whether we're dead or alive physically at that time. And as the scripture says, that it kind of reminds me of a song that talks about that. It says, the angels will shout the sound of his glory. The sleeping shall rise from their slumbering place. Those who remain will be changed in one moment, and we shall behold him face to face. And what that means is, those who have passed on physically, he's going to raise up when he comes. They're going to be raised from the dead. Those who remain are going to be changed in one moment. In the twinkling of an eye, it's going to happen. We're not going to know the exact time, the moment, the minute, the second. We're just not going to have a concept of time where that's concerned. But when Jesus comes back, he's going to come back with a purpose. And that purpose is, first of all, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Everybody's going to see him. That's why we have the internet now. We have radio, we have television, we have telephones, we have all types of technology devices. So to make a long story short, when Jesus comes back, everybody's going to see him. They will not have any, nobody will have an excuse to not see him and glorify him. Amen?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for that. And I'm looking, Naomi, you know, I'm looking forward to Jesus coming back. You know why? When I got saved and I read the scripture that one day we all gonna see the Lord, and there was a story in one of the, I think it was in Matthew's, and I think I might have told you, but I don't think I mentioned that here, that when I got saved and I read that this prophetess who was in the temple, she, her heart's desire was to see the Messiah before she died. And, you know, she got her wish that she ended up seeing Jesus when he was a little baby. And can you take over and talk about that for a minute, Naomi?
I don't know exactly what you're talking about as far as the prophetess who saw Jesus. Sorry, I don't. But I think that, as you were saying, you primarily said that that was a desire of yours personally. And I think that's a desire of a lot of people. Now we're getting used to the fact, we're warming up to the fact that Jesus may come in our lifetime. At one time, it was probably hard to fathom. We're living our lives, and most people, I mean, a lot of people aren't ready to hear that revelation, aren't ready to face that revelation or deal with that revelation. But it's the truth. We don't know the time. We don't know the hour. But he's coming, and he's coming soon. And the signs and symbols are for the conscious mind, and you should be able to see that. You should be able to see that he's coming back soon. And you should, I'm sorry, and we should all desire to see him, because eternal life, this life here is not worthy of being compared to the life which we will have in glory. Amen?
Amen. That is beautiful, Naomi.
Yeah,
and you
so
are so
heaven.
Right.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, Charlene.
Yeah, and the Bible says that my judgment is absolutely fair and just, Jesus says, for it is according to the will of God who sent me and is not merely my own. He came to do the will of his Father. He is in communion with his Father at all times. He never goes against his Father. He came for one reason, to shed his blood, which is called the message of the cross. And, you know,
yeah.
I don't know, I like the Jimmy Swaggart's channel sometimes, because every time I open their messages, they said, if you're not talking about the message of the cross, it's not the gospel.
Amen.
And I agree that we should be talking about Jesus coming back. How many pastors are sharing that the time is getting short, that we are living in the time of the Lord's return, and we have to raise our hands and begin to say, yes, Lord Jesus, we need you to come. Please come now and save us. And do you know that the Jewish people have to do the same? The day they
Amen.
Lift their hands up and acknowledge Jesus as their Messiah, he will come in a minute and come to
Amen.
Save them. Isn't
Amen.
That wonderful, Naomi?
Wonderful,
friends,
wonderful.
Amen. Friends, Jesus came to save the lost. You know, we're lost. Everybody in the world is lost unless Jesus saved them. Or you could be in another condition. You could be redeemed What does that mean? Maybe you were going astray from God. You were getting away from the things of God. You stopped reading your Bible. You stopped praying. You stopped looking at other gods instead of focusing on our God. And he redeemed you. He bought you with his own blood. And each one of us have the right to go to heaven. But the Bible says Jesus is the only door. John 8:36 says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, if Jesus frees you from your sins, from your shames, from your past, from whatever you've been through, you shall be free. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Friends, if you heard this message today, what Sister Naomi said, such a beautiful message about the cross and Jesus and how he has done so much for us personally and also for our countries and our world and our people. But he wants to know you personally. You have to know him personally. The day that we stand in front of him, he's going to say, do you know me? Do I know you? And we're going to have to give an account about that. Isn't that wonderful? He knows us,
yes.
But do we know him? That's the key. Amen. Father God, right now, I just ask you, Lord, to touch every person who's hearing this message. Lord, maybe they don't know anything about Jesus. I know many people who have never heard the story of Jesus, how he died. But Lord, all of us are sinners. No matter whether we heard the gospel or we didn't hear the gospel, we are still responsible to make that decision for Christ. Whether we do it now or later or never, it's our own choice. But he gives everybody an opportunity to know him and to love him. And we love him because he is so wonderful, never leaves us, never forsakes us. Father God, we ask you that, Lord, whoever's listening today, that they will give their life to you. Lord, that they would repent from their sins and receive you as their Lord and Savior. And we give you all the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen.